USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
8 people were killed and another person was wounded in a shooting spree Tuesday targeting massage parlors throughout the Atlanta, Georgia area. Robert Aaron Long, the suspected gunman, has been caught following a chase in Crisp County. Police have obtained surveillance video showing a man that looks like Long at multiple shooting locations. The United States has sanctioned an additional 24 Chinese officials over Beijing's ongoing crackdown on dissident in semi-autonomous Hong Kong, including a decision to overhaul the city's electoral system. Those hit are deemed responsible for eroding the rights and freedoms promised to the people of Hong Kong at the time of its handover from British to Chinese rule. The Boston Globe is reporting basketball player LeBron James has become part owner of the Boston Red Sox Baseball Club. With their Redbird Capital Partners firm, James and his longtime business partner Maverick Carter both joined the Fenway Sports Group. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Religion, not politics, could change what days the BYU basketball team plays on. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The brackets are set for this year's edition of the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament, but the schedule might be a little flexible. Tournament organizers say that if BYU makes it to the Sweet 16, they will swap the days that their games are played. As scheduled, the Cougars would play their regional semifinal game on Sunday, March 28th. However, that would violate the Mormon school's policy that prohibits participating in competition on a Sunday. If they advance, the East would swap days with the Midwest region, meaning their games would then take place on March 27th. BYU last made it to the Sweet 16 in 2011.
Taiwan's newly appointed defense minister has told Parliament the island has strengthened deployments in the disputed South China Sea and that the United States has approved the export of sensitive technology to equip Taiwan's new submarine fleet. China, which claims democratic Taiwan as its own, has increased military activity near the island in recent months. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
After reports of dangerous blood clots developing in patients receiving AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, several European countries have halted immunizations. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Those countries include Spain, Germany, Italy, and France. There have been 37 reports of the blood clots developing after more than 17 million doses. I questioned Dr. Mark Sherwood, author of the book Fork Your Diet, if there is reason for concern.
It's inherently reasonable to assume there could be potential side effects. Now, regarding the blood clots at this moment, do we know or not for sure if the vaccines are the direct contributor? We don't. And could they be? Yes. Might they not be? Yes.
The vaccine was created under President Trump's Operation Warp Speed. NASCAR is in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend. Driver William Byron on MRN talks about the track.
I mean, you notice it really every corner. You know, you might have a couple laps that are good and the tires feel the same, but then after that, each corner is just less and less grip. So it's a challenge just to keep your car straight. And then on top of that, you're racing guys, and as soon as guys take away, your lane, it becomes really hard to find another lane, to be as fast in. So it's all very difficult.
The race is Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.